Chazal present different opinions as to what is the Klal Gadol b'Torah. What is the most important, the most fundamental principle of the Torah? Everyone knows the famous statement of Rabbi Akiva that V'yahafel reyacha kamocha zeh Klal Gadol b'Torah. But the Yerushalmi quotes Ben Azai, who disagreed. And he said that the pasuk zeh Sefer Toldos Odom, the pasuk at the end of Parshas Bereishis, that's the Klal Gadol b'Torah. And there's a medrash that's quoted in the Hagdamah to the Sefer Ein Yaakov that offers a third approach. Then what's the Klal Gadol b'Torah? A pasuk in this week's parasha. Sakeves ha'echa tase b'boker, sakeves ha'sheni tase b'ein arbay. At first glance, this medrash seems difficult. What critical principle is hinted to in the Karban Talmid? The pasuk v'yahavta l'recha kamocha seems like an appropriate choice for the Klal Gadol b'Torah. We all know there are cheretz kodma la Torah, midos tovas, the mitzvos ben adam lachavero, are foundations of the Torah way of life. You could even understand why Ben Azai would feel that the pasuk that Sefer told us Adam is the Klal Gadol b'Torah. This pasuk hints to the significance of Mesora, of recognizing one's roots, and it also speaks to the importance of internalizing the lessons of history. But what's so significant about the Karban Tumid that the Medrash considers it the Klal Gadol b'Torah? I think there are two critical lessons in this pasuk about the Karban Tumid, both of which relate especially to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. The first is the importance of consistency. Serving Hashem is not something we do when we feel like it. It's something we have to do every day, day in and day out. Just like the Karban Tumid was brought every day, twice a day. The same holds true for Talmud Torah. It's easy to learn on the first day of the Zman when everyone's excited and rearing to go. But that's not the way to be Matzliach. Real Hatzlacha comes when a person is persistent and consistent in his learning. When Fridays and Sundays are treated with the same respect as the day in the middle of the week. This is the first lesson of the Karban Talmud. But there's another lesson as well. And that is the importance of Chazara. After all, the halacha of the Karban Tumid doesn't simply require that any karban be brought in the Beis HaMikdash every day. That's not enough. The Torah demands that the same karban be brought twice a day, every day. What better reminder could there be of the need to do chazara, to repeat and to review over and over again? That's what we say to a mesachta to see him. Hadron Aloch, we're not going to forget you. We're going to return to you. We're coming back time and time again. It's a difficult thing to do chazar. But that's because people think that the reason to do chazar is simply to remember what one has learned. If that's the only purpose of chazara, it's hard to convince oneself that chazara is so important because no one wants to really believe, no one wants to think of the future and realize that they're going to forget. That's why some people say that the only individuals who will do chazara are chachamim. Ezeu chacham haroes hanolad. Someone who sees the future, who realizes that he's not going to remember forever, so he'll do chazar. I heard once a beautiful pshat in the pasuk Lev Chacham Limino V'Lev Ksil B'Smolo. The heart of a wise person is on the right, and the heart of the fool is to the left. Most people have their hearts on the left side of the body, so why does the pasuk say that Lev Chacham Limino? So someone once suggested that the pshat is that a chacham is always looking to the right. He is always looking to do chazar. He's turning back the pages to the right. But the ksil, the fool, is always looking to the left. He always wants to go weiter. He's turning the pages to the left. He doesn't have patience to do chazar. So his heart is tucked on his left. He always wants to see something new. But the truth is when you do chazara, you realize immediately that it's helpful not only to ensure that you won't forget what you've learned. In a good chazar, a person always sees new things. As Chazal themselves say, the Torah is different than any other discipline. Kol zman she'adam hoge bohen, motzi bohen tam. Whenever a person learns divrei Torah, he always sees new things. There are new timing, new reasons, new svaras, new things to see in Torah. And that's really the trick to doing chazara, to realize that chazara can be exciting as well. It can be a fresh experience as well. These dual aspects of the pasuk Hasakeves Echotase Baboker, consistency and chazara, are the hallmarks of a true Gadol b'Torah. It's well known that the Stipler Gaon used to spend hours a day, especially later in life, meeting with people. giving eitzes, davening for the sick, and this would continue until 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, when his daughter would check on him. After everyone had left, she'd often find him learning. One time she commented to him, "Tomorrow's another day, maybe perhaps now is the time to go to sleep," to which the stipler responded, "But I still have chovos to pay back." The stipler didn't allow himself to go to sleep until he had finished his daily quota of learning. Consistency and chazara, that's the mark of a true gadol. If we internalize the importance of these two elements of the Karban Tamid, we'll take our learning to a higher level and we'll grow so much more as B'nai Torah. Shabbos.